Welcome back to the Roundtable. Today's listener essay is by Maxine Schmidt.
When I was young, I thought youth was perfect. I saw my grandmother's arthritic fingers and the limp she still had from her hip replacement, and I thought, if I ever get there, just shoot me. I saw old men in the grocery store, canes hooked over the cart's push bar, peering at the prices on cans of tuna or pork and beans while the shopping bus waited outside the supermarket for them. I thought that if I couldn't see well enough to drive myself, I'd go nuts. I couldn't imagine how those people had let that happen to themselves. And then one day some years ago, I noticed that my lithe and graceful body was no longer symmetrical. One foot had a constantly tender joint. One hip was a little bit higher than the other. The soles of my right shoes were worn on the outside, while the left ones weren't. My left thumb had developed a disturbing bend. There began a slow, decades-long cascade of lopsided aches and knobby joints, buying shoes for comfort rather than style, getting rings resized so that they would fit over my knuckles. Did I even have knuckles years ago? And noticing that some of my clothes, that were perfectly fine last summer, this year seemed too young for me. All this has happened against the backdrop of summer softball, which my teammates claim is a metaphor for life, and I think it's as close a one as I know. I've played with the same team for over 20 years now. It's a pretty laid-back league, formed nearly 30 years ago to provide a place to play for women who hadn't thought of themselves as athletes. We play by official rules for the most part, but we've adjusted them to match the philosophy of our league. For instance, if a batter can't hit a pitch because it's too fast, she can ask the pitcher to slow it down, and she must do it. There's no trash talk, only encouraging comments allowed, and they're often directed at players on either team. We don't even have standings or a championship. If you're a death and glory softball player, you really should look for another league. During those two decades, young women who grew up under Title IX have joined the team. They cheerfully adapt their play to our bent and easy rules and are kind to their elder teammates. Once, at a pizza parlor with the team after a game, I noticed with a jolt that I was old enough to be the mother of one of them. I said so, and without missing a bite, she nodded and said, "I know." Even though it makes me feel even more decrepit and not a little envious, I love watching their strength and unselfconscious athleticism. When the cascade started, I played third base, and as it progressed, I moved to the outfield, and over the years, further toward the right. Finally, I now serve mostly as treasurer, and I fill in for anyone who is late for the game until she arrives, but always in the outfield. I throw with someone to warm up before the game and train the children of my teammates to fill out the scorebook, showing them how to enter every pitch in the tiny box. But I still go, because I still have that softball brain that continues to tell my creaky body where to go and what to do with every pitch, even though I can't do it anymore and now I sit on the bench with a scorebook. I still go because I love the evening breeze that sweeps away the heat of the day from the ball field, because my friends still come too, and because right then, right there, there is nowhere else I'd rather be.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.